Dawn was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
The day is here. We are broadcasting live from Appetizer Madness.
Madness.
Could you come to this? No, you can't. And any other program director I've ever worked with would say, what's the point of putting that on the air when listeners can't come?
But
you know what? We have Bea Arthur as a boss, and she said, sure.
Whatever the hell you want to do, kids.
That's right.
That mic is yours. So for the next hour, my talkers, and those who've tuned in from around the world, we are going to serenade you with appetizers from across the Hubbard Broadcasting Experience, Dawn.
Yeah, some people brought pre-made stuff and just added some juice to it.
That's called Jason and Alexis and Holly in the Morning.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. We do have a special guest in this in the Appetizer Madness
studio.
Here. This is the hovel.
Let's pull back the curtain a little bit for our audience. We are literally broadcasting live from a basement, I think. Would you call this? No, this is a ground floor.
We're above ground.
We are above ground, but we are in the nether regions
of
the Hubbard Broadcasting Complex.
Okay, yes. This is a separate building. This is where App Madness is being done, and we have a lot of different entries here. We just mentioned Jason and Alexis in the Morning show entry. Holly Roberts was responsible today for putting it together. Hi, Holly. How do you feel?
Hi, Bradley and Dawn. Before we move on to that, do you have a suggestion on your NCIS musical name? You should call it Jethro.
Oh.
With an exclamation point.
Done. Carry on. Done.
You're welcome.
Right. Okay, so let me know what happened today. You realized something during the show.
Yeah, well, I'm on team assemblage, and I got the instructions, and we do have our chili crisp dumplings.
Yes.
Yes, and
that is your submission for Appetizer Madness, an appetizer-style bracket competition, although there's no bracket.
That is correct, and, you know, they're not warming up as I thought they would.
Oh, wow.
Your crock pot was a little, maybe...
I don't know. I think that there's just, like, a lot to put in the crock pot, so the heat distribution on the dumpling is a little... But that's fine, because you know what? We're protecting people's mouths.
How are you feeling about your odds? Now, you did have a sampling of the wares on offer.
I did.
How are you feeling about your show's chances?
What I'm telling you is I think there's a chance. Yeah. What I'm telling you is I think because our offering... Excuse me. Nobody else had this kind of offering.
Oh, it's true.
Tell us more.
Because we've got a number of dips, a number of cream-based dips accompanied by dipping apparatus, including barbecue potato chips, also some saltines, some Triscuits. So that's on offering. We've got cheese. We've got a homemade Dunkaroo dip situation for those who like the sweet situation. Mm. And then we have the ham sliders, and we also have something that's special.
Da, 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 da. Pizza rolls!
From the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
And not just any pizza rolls, which Dawn lovingly made. They are Brian McKnight.
An
honorary...
anytime.
Irish.
R&B sensation Brian
Irish
McKnight.
Boy bander, Brian McNaughton. Brian Naughton's pizza rolls.
That's
Dawn,
our chef.
That's our submission. Brian Naughton is the inspiration because it was his recipe that you put into action. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Well, I revealed to Holly, actually, this morning that we had a secret submission. And it was really just to troll Donna and Steve.
Yeah.
And that is much appreciated.
Because they were feeling like they had a leg up with their sliders because they were using Brian's ovens down in the cafeteria. Brian is the cafeteria manager here at Hubbard High.
Yeah.
And so they were feeling real good about their slideys getting real hot.
And I think that because he can't be here, Jason from the morning show felt a little slighted by the fact that they had a leg up by having the ovens in the kitchen. So for, this has been going on for a month.
Yeah.
This really has. And Donna tried a bunch of different things and brought them in us to try.
Yeah, she was playing with her margarine ratios on those sliders. I don't know what the secret recipe they finally landed on is.
I don't think it's as good as the one I tried before,
that's
I'll
true.
Say that.
Yeah. Oh, the first one we tried was the better one.
Yeah. This looked because a little burnt on top.
Oh, she was trying to make the low-cal version of Appetizer Madness.
No. So for the listener...
Don't do that.
For the listener, the one right now listening to Appetizer Madness live from the Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, and by the way, we're going to be doing this for the whole hour. Don't worry, those of you who love Blinded by the Item, you're going to get a full dose of that in the next hour of our show, mm-hmm. or you can download it like you can do every day on our podcast. But as we sit here... preparing to undergo a judgment by the audience. For the listener, what is at stake in this competition?
The listeners, you get to silently root for your team.
No, I'm saying for to explain to the listener.
What? You can't come, that's been established.
Yeah. To explain to the listener, what is at stake in this competition?
For us,
yeah.
Oh, well, there are prizes, and I don't know what those are.
There's three prizes. There's, I think, first, second, and third
right? place. A lot of times in the past, there's like gas cards they give away. Mm. I would like some Hubbard credit for the cafeteria.
Ooh.
I think that would be a really nice prize that they could start giving.
So we can
a
get
a gift card for
some fries
food downstairs.
Or
yeah, some soup du jour.
Yeah.
Mm. Ooh. It's the soup of the day.
Mm, sounds good. I'll have that.
They do some real good soup action down here.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not only actual prizes that are going to be unveiled. So everybody comes in. All the appetizers are laid out. They're numbered. And then people can vote on who they think their favorites, first, second, and third. I don't know if you're just picking first, second, and third place. I'm assuming, right? It's just one, two,
well,
three.
Well, I think you just write your choice on there.
Oh, and then they...
the number of votes. Because someone came in that we're very fond of.
I mean, we're contractually obligated to say that. Her name is Bea Arthur.
She showed us her vote.
Ah, yes. Mm. Yeah, so you just write your number down on a piece of paper, put it in the jar, and then I believe the wonderful folks who are running Appetizer Madness will count the total victory tally, mm-hmm. and then we'll just go first, second, and third.
That's
right. To win an undisclosed prize.
That's right.
And bragging rights.
And bragging rights,
and
yes.
I think, honestly, we were talking about this all together. Jason had called in during Don and Steve. Don and Steve were talking about it. We were on the phone. And we were thinking that our odds of sweeping 1, 2, and 3 as a station are pretty good. How do you guys feel?
I think so. I think our submissions as a station are the most substantial appetizers where you feel like if you wanted to, you know, indulge, you could have a whole meal just with our three. They're very hearty. I really loved Jason's dumplings in the hot, whatever that sauce is,
yeah.
in the crock pot with the spinach. So that was a very unique item. I liked that. I love Donna and Steve's, and I love ours, of course.
Yeah. Donna was not amused with your submission, Holly. I think she thought it was a little easy.
Amused.
Being pre-made.
Meaning that we weren't...
I'm just saying, she was talking some...
Up all night, hand-making dumplings?
Yeah, rolling dough out by hand like someone sitting next to me?
No, we're doing the Sandra Lee version, the semi-homemade cooking version of this. We're no time for homemade. There's no stipulation on any of this having to be homemade. I don't think anybody homemade these barbecue potato chips with this
I was going to say, to be fair, I don't think there were any actual rules about being homemade. So
no.
I think Donna's criticism might have been just a little bit of her ego run amok.
Yes.
Which is not unusual for Donna.
Oh, no. We know her. She has ego
No,
I can't
just
even
like
talk.
Just like you said. Exactly as you said. You know, Holly, if you'd like, you can go home now.
Yeah, why don't you go home? You're our first interview because you need to get the hell out of
here. Yeah, and I just drank carbonated beverage right before coming on the air, so you know what? It's been
you need to go burp.
It's been real. It's been a struggle.
Bye.
I gotta go burp off.
And burp.
Look. I could burp the alphabet right now, but I'm not going to because I feel like I'd get a nasty note from
somebody. One of the things
somebody.
I miss about not working with Holly every day is that we can't compare burps.
No. Nope.
I can't do it.
Yeah, we can.
We can teach you
just
the ways.
Go back and
I can't do it. This is the best.
Burp it will.
Yeah.
I think we're the only ones at the station that can do that.
Wait, did you do?
Yeah, I did one.
You did? What?
I just burped, and she goes, did you even do one?
Did you just burp?
She's trolling my burp. I did. It's the best. That's it. That's all that
That's not good.
Came out.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it.
You tried. All right.
Holly Roberts from Jason Alexis in the Morning presenting their Appetizer Madness selection. Wontons in...
What's it called?
Sauce.
Dumplings.
Dumplings in sauce.
Mm-hmm.
With some
Trader
fresh
Joe's dumplings
spinach
in sauce.
And chili crisp.
That's yes. Right.
They were quite good.
They now, really were.
They were no Brian Naughton's
pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, I will say that. Dawn, that is our submission for Appetizer Madness for the listener that is just joining us and deciding whether to stay on this station or to turn somewhere
else. Don't
turn
that dial.
You are listening to a live broadcast in an undisclosed office space that has not been used for about 30 years.
We were warned it would smell like a basement.
And it does.
It doesn't.
No, actually, I don't smell anything. But it's a fabulous space. On the other side of us, outside of the room we are in, there is a full spread happening. A bunch of appetizers. I think there had to be like, what, a dozen at least entries that people from all over Hubbard have brought. Most people listening can probably relate. If you've worked in an office, at some point somebody has done like an appetizer potluck thing.
Yeah.
And we have just souped it up, turned it into a competition. And at some point we should get... The organizer.
Yeah, we're going to talk to her. We also need to talk to Mike in his Dirt Alert coming up very soon here about his thoughts on his plate that we had sent up to him.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay. Fabulous. So we'll talk more about the apps in question.
I thought I was on another show. We still have 2 minutes.
I know. You know, it's fine.
Look at what
we can
happening?
Actually go now because there's nothing that says we can't.
That's true.
This is what we want to do, Dawn.
And we've been told we can do whatever we want.
So on the other side of this break, we'll talk to Mike, find out how he's doing with his plate of appies that he's got up back in the studio. We'll give you a little bit more of a lay of the land, and we'll check in with the organizer of Hubbard Broadcasting's Appetizer Madness 2024.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner.
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
And here we are on a Dirt Alert that's very appetizer forward.
Yes, with
our
Mike.
Good friend Mike. Hey,
hey
Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
You know,
it's going good. I had to go get some more stuff. So
nice.
Some more food. Well, you had to vote for Appetizer Madness. By the way, we should let the audience know that we are broadcasting live from Appetizer Madness 2024 down in the Conus area of our building, which you don't have any clue what that means.
And you don't have any access to it. So
lucky you. Mike, did you have any actual news you wanted to share with us, or did you just want to give us a rundown of the appetizer plate that you have been snarfing down in between breaks?
No, it's all apps all the time today.
Right.
I don't have any news that's worth telling you about, except for the fact that some very yummy items were just on my plate, and they are no longer there anymore.
Oh.
Can you give us now, obviously, I'm sure you agree, that the best appetizer is the one made by our very own Don McClain, thanks to Brian Naughton's signature award-winning pizza roll recipe. But in addition to that, what were your feelings?
Well, I would never give away my actual favorite at this exact moment, but I will tell you, I loved... Go ahead.
Come on.
What?
Okay.
Whatever.
Go on.
Okay. The again, this is not in any order. A few of my takeaways here.
He's trying to be Switzerland over
here. That pickle dip was amazing.
Yes.
I really loved that pickle dip. Now,
with
actually,
those
little
crackers that were
the firecracker crackers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And when Don and Steve and I, we were all discussing, you know, what could win, what might not win, someone brought up the idea of a pickle dip, and they were like, I don't know if a pickle dip could possibly win. That dip could win. That
you know,
was real, real good.
Okay. I don't think the pickle dip could win, but yeah. I will say...
It's the best of the dips?
It's the best dip, and... I think pickles just have a leg up generally in sure. appetizer competition because pickles are hot right now.
Yeah.
People love their pickles.
Now, I will say one very interesting choice, a bold strategy, and something that was very unique that I enjoyed is those homemade Dunkaroos.
Well, that's exactly what Dawn is holding in her hand right now.
That was actually
the
a really...
The funfetti dip and the little animal crackers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back for more.
It's super, like, refreshing and outside the box and different compared to everything else on my plate. That's the one that really stood out the most to me.
Mm.
So that was very, very good. I enjoyed that. Now let's get to the My Talk items because those were the next three best in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. The dumplings were really good. I didn't get it at first when it came to, like, Jason was talking this morning about, oh, it's the broth, it's the broth. That's the star of it, it's the broth. And then I ate it with the spinach and the broth and the mushrooms in there and just all the seasoning spices. That was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. I could see it. Like, I would just want to eat a bowl of that.
Mm-hmm.
As a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was delicious. Again, of course, obviously the sliders, well, I made a pan of them. So, yeah, I was a fan of them when I made them, and I'm a fan of them now. They are very delicious.
You made them?
I made a pan, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
You made a pan?
Absolutely.
You submitted with the other show that you only do 2 hours with?
I was never asked to make anything with you guys.
Ooh.
I would have happily made
bad.
Something
Sometimes
with both
I think
of you.
He likes Don and Steve more than us.
Well, I mean, maybe that's because they include him.
Mm. I don't know. I'm just, I was asked to make a pan, I made a pan. That's all I can say.
Did you make a... And who else made a pan?
Steve. Well, Lou. And Donna and myself.
Oh, so each of you made a pan.
Yeah, so there's three pans there. We all made
one. That's adorable.
Yeah.
They were disgusting, though.
Well,
I couldn't finish
them.
Hey, yeah. I've got a perfect...
I think your pan particularly... No, I'm kidding.
I'm excited because...
Go ahead. Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying I have a built-in... excuse because I really enjoyed when we made it because we made a couple of different test versions. I really liked the one where we actually used Dijon mustard and not dry mustard. I think it gave it a better bite. I think it gave it a little more substance. So I really wanted to do that. I got overruled, so I just made the recipe I was given.
Okay.
You know, that's very kind of you. But that's how you're going to be treated with those two. You know, they're not going to let you show your individuality the way
and,
we do.
And also, let's be honest, they made you work, which we all know that you're pretty overworked anyway. You have to produce two shows. So they actually made you do something.
That's just unconscionable.
We wouldn't do that to you.
No. But see, Mike actually likes to do that.
He it's bad enough when mom and dad fight. Now when mom and dad fight with the other mom and dad, it's so hard for me.
Oh, no.
I hate this. No, sorry. And then
three sets of parents.
It's so tough. And then finally, we got to, of course, the big surprise of the day, which was awesome and a great surprise. And I think you, you shocked a lot of people with your decision, Don, and it was genius. And they were also very, very delicious, those homemade pizza rolls / cinnamon buns pizzas or whatever they're called.
I will say, I told Dawn, it's going to be hard. I think ours is going to edge out just by a hair. But those sliders, I think, are a close second for sure. Because they did have that bite or that tang or the something that just left you at the end of it. Like, oh, that was good.
Yeah.
My only thing...
Ham can be polarizing.
Yeah, this is true.
Ham can be polarized.
Ham.
I'm not a big bitter like fan or nutty fan, so the poppy got a little aggressive for me with this particular recipe. I didn't love that taste it gave me. If I'm doing it myself, which I am doing in a couple of nights, I'm going to go a little less on the poppy.
He's going to make them better. You need to bring them in for us to try with your, because I bet your recipe will be better.
Do you want the pizza roll recipe? Or?
I would love that.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to share that with you and the listeners.
Not that you're aggressively jealous right now.
No.
So yeah,
I'm fine.
I'm fine. If I had a podium, there would be four spots, and it would be completely even, and those would be the four that were on it. The pickle dip and our three items were so good.
That's very sweet of you. Mm-hmm. Okay. We know you're just being diplomatic. It's fine.
Well, I mean, I put my vote in. So
you have to, really, in the position you're in, because if you were to choose sides, it'd be uncomfortable tomorrow, right?
I'm well aware.
You hear me?
Well, it would be uncomfortable for Donna and Steve because they'd lose.
Ah, yes.
In my head. Anyway, Mike, thank you so much for your roundup.
Yes.
Thank you for holding down the fort upstairs. We've got a whole nother half hour of appetizer madness live from Conus in Hubbard, somewhere you can't go. On My Talk 107.1.
That's right. You are listening to Live from Appetizer Madness, featuring The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Not featuring, we are The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn.
Thank you for the amazing opening, Dawn.
Mm. Well, it looks like we have a one Donna Valentine here to talk about her entry. And Steve Patterson has wandered off, of course.
Let me just set the table for the listener, which again, as Dawn said, we are broadcasting Appetizer Madness live from an undisclosed location here at Hubbard
You've
High.
You've already said it a couple of times.
I know. But I want people to understand that we are broadcasting here live an appetizer competition where several people have gone up against each other. Brown is green. Which makes no sense.
Yeah, brown is
if
green.
If you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's because we're doing on-air production.
Here we go.
Hi. There you are.
Oh, I can't hear me.
Yeah, let's...
Hi.
How's that?
Hello. I think I'm on. Hi.
Yeah, I think
Hey,
you
Mike,
are.
Can you hear Donna?
I can. She sounds better now. If she can come up
okay,
with
good.
That'd be great.
All right, I think it's...
How's yeah, there we go. Okay, there
Oh,
okay.
there we go.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. It's very loud. Very loud in the headphones.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Is that
turn it down.
Okay.
There we go.
Our engineer had to go do real
Look,
work.
Look, here's the real deal, you guys. We were like, we want to broadcast live from Appetizer Madness, and our engineers are so wonderful. They were like, hi, it's the day before. Could you get your poop in a groove?
Here's the deal. Yeah. He went on a cruise, and so I was left to do everything.
Yeah, you were.
Then I just thought it would be easy.
But you didn't do it. So that's not leaving you to do everything.
Okay.
Homemade pizza rolls.
Help.
Anyway, so we've got Donna here.
Yes.
And Donna
yes.
made one of the, I think, I'm just going to say, one of the top appetizer submissions this year.
I really do think it's
Thank
a toss
you.
Up.
I think you guys have a top three as well.
Yeah, I think so
I would
too.
I would pit us like neck and neck.
Will you tell us about your appetizer? Because it really was a group effort. I didn't realize that you guys had forced Mike to make.
Absolutely. See what I did there? Absolutely. Well, he was into it. He was really into it.
That's what she said. I didn't mean that. I meant God. Like
that's what Sarah
that's
said.
Your point.
Oh wow.
You guys. Okay.
We're all drunk on appetizers.
Totally. There's some really good ones.
Yeah.
Really good ones. I voted for myself, of course.
Of course you had to.
Number six, except I didn't write out the number six or underline it.
Yeah.
So how are people gonna know?
Oh my god.
So I don't know what to do.
If you lose by one vote because people thought it was a six.
Or win.
Why don't you just get it out of get a
I
six
tried,
out of
and
the
then
jar.
People thought I was cheating, and
you got to just say this is what I'm doing. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that might actually allow you to win because they put all the sixes and nines together.
That's actually it's going to split the vote.
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, is this a six or a nine?
Oh.
I don't know.
And I'll be like six because I'm the only one who didn't underline it. Probably.
Well, joining us now.
All right, Steve's going to make
Fresh
fun of me now.
Fresh off of a Papa Shot loss, by the way, to Jess. We went into overtime. There's a Papa Shot tournament happening at App Madness.
I know. We haven't even mentioned the sports.
Oh, my gosh. There's,
they are showing sports on TV?
No, they're doing hoops.
No, but there's like a big TV that they're showing.
Yeah. There's a basketball game on there.
No, I didn't know
And then
that
we got a Papa Shot next door. I made it to the second round and just got waxed by Jess. We went into overtime because we both
did?
Hit 30.
Stop.
So then you get bonus time.
That's awesome.
56-49 final score.
Wow.
Exhilarating.
I lost by one basket.
Well, that's because
nobody
well, I mean,
cares.
You have been yeah. practicing.
Can we talk about appetizers again?
Yeah, absolutely. So freaking Mackie's out there from Score North, you know, and he's like, hey, you listen to Purple Daily or whatever. Okay, listen, pal, who are you voting for? He said, I voted for the sausage stars with the most nauseating name of all. If we eat also, with our eyes.
Oh, didn't it kind of look like your cat did something in a wonton wrapper?
Thank you very much.
That's what you said off the air. I didn't know you were going to say that.
He says, I voted for the sausage stars. I looked down at his plate and I said, well, wait. And I see our ham sliders there. I said, have you tried the ham sliders yet? He said, no. I said, did you already vote? He said, yes. I said, Mackie, what are you talking about? And he said, first of all, what you guys are doing right now is illegal in a voting booth.
Oh, my God.
We were pressuring him.
Yeah, that's okay.
So he hadn't tried it. He ate the slider and said, I'd put that in third. I said, have you tried the pizza roll yet? And he said, no. I said, Mackie.
You can't just vote for the one thing you ate.
Although, can I double back to the cat wonton thing?
Yeah.
That actually tasted way better than it looked. It actually was good. Not as good as the pizza roll.
Yeah.
I have a question. I noticed because I was listening very intently to what you were saying.
Yeah.
Phil Mackey said he put it in third. What do you mean? We vote one time. Did he do first, second, and third?
He just means in his heart. Like, if I'm telling you right now, I have one vote, and that would have been the third vote that I would have put in there. He gets one vote. He went to the stupid sausage stars, and it sounds like he would have even had the soggy dumplings in front of us.
Is that what they're called? Is that the official Jason, Alexis, and Holly in the
morning? You know, I was a little taken aback by the dumplings. There's a really good flavor profile. I in my head, they were going to be deep fried. I was hearing crunchy, and I was like, I'm going to crunch through this wonton, to which some, apparently, world travelers said to me, have you ever tried a dumpling?
Yeah, it's not.
And I was like, you know what?
Yeah, it's usually not.
Yeah, but you can fry dumplings.
I'd love to fry a dumpling.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Steve, you're really good at smack talk.
Thank you.
If you decide that you actually love those dumplings, like in your heart, there's a guy named Joe, and he does a lot of trading, and then that's who you should contact.
What?
Wait, he's but I trader. Thought that this was a more like a proprietary thing. Jason Matheson.
No. So Joe Trader, or he has a store called
Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's. And that's where the dumplings came from. So if you like the dumplings, you need to contact Joe, the trader.
Again, it's all.
Well, do you really want to talk about Joe?
Have I slept with a Joe? What are you saying? Joe.
Do you really want to talk about Joe and his trading?
Did you get something from Trader Joe's?
What?
Is that where your sauce came
from? Oh, no. That's where the dough comes from.
Yeah, well.
But that's, this I had is what to they manipulate. Want. I had to manipulate the dough. It was a sack of dough.
You had to assemble it.
A sack of dough.
It was a sack of a dough. Sack but of I'm dough. Supposed to make the dough.
This is what they want from us. Remember when we left the Don and Steve Experience and we all, our two shows and Jason and Alexis, I think LoJ got fired a while back, but we all said, hey, what if we all podium? Remember, we left in a spirit of unity.
We're going
to... That's what we need to get back to.
Okay, we're
going to... Yeah, sell it.
Even though I thought it was going to be a crunchy dumpling, that's a standard wet dumpling. And people love these dumplings. Yes. And the sauce
I will
has
say,
umami.
There are three appetizers I keep hearing about.
Yeah.
Dumplings.
Dumplings.
Sliders.
Ham sliders.
Yep. And... pizza roll.
Pizza rolls.
And then the stupid sausage stars.
Oh, but hey, guys, check this out.
Yeah, those were fine.
We were...
Who made those? Do we know?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It could have just been a girl in accounting that's like, I just got to work here, and now she's being slammed.
We think we might know who it is. So, look, we all got to a table.
Yeah.
I was there. Donna was there. Brittany was there.
Yeah.
Or no, Brittany wasn't there at this point. Donna and I are talking, and we said, hi, who did you vote for? And she said, do you guys have one in the competition? And we were like, blah, blah, blah. Which one? And she said... I like the sausage stars. And I again asked about the god-awful name and blah, blah, blah. But she said, yeah. So then I look at the rest of her plate and I said, okay, trying to be coy. I said, how about the ham sliders? And she said, quote, they were okay. And then we continued, asked about a couple other things. The pizza rolls, pretty good, something like that.
Really good.
And then we came back and I said, you know, Donna made those ham sliders. And then she tried lying in front of us. And she said, and I quote, they were good. And I said, no. You just said they were okay. Just a second. The plot thickens. So already, we don't even, frankly, have a relationship with this person. But she seemed lovely until she became Donna's blood rival. Then, 30 seconds go by. Papa shot, round one. Donna versus lady who thought her sliders were okay. Round one at Papa shot.
And beat me by one basket.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's the only thing she's going to beat you at today, because she's not going to beat you in appetizer madness.
Oh, as soon as
we know what the prizes are for us?
Yeah, what are the prizes? Gift cards.
I think it's a gift card to a restaurant.
Okay. There's also gas cards that they sometimes give away.
Oh, that's nice. Oh.
I want a gift card to the cafeteria downstairs. Can we just start that, please, so we can gift, like, Grant a gift card for doing everything for everybody all the time?
That's a dollar gift card.
I would just like the salad bar gift card. Like 5 pounds of salad. Because that's salad
you
bar,
You can
man.
Use the that gift card so however you want.
It is expensive.
You got to be careful with the eggs.
Why?
You gotta, they're heavy. They're very heavy.
And always put the dressing in a ramekin on the side.
Are they voting?
It weighs it down.
What's happening?
We have to leave. They're announcing the winners right
now.
Oh my God.
We'll come back and report.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And when we come back,
we're definitely not going to.
No,
oh, no, that's right. We're
talking.
Not. I forgot, you guys. Should we go out into the hallway?
Yeah, let's
can
see
we take
if you
our
stretch here, these yeah. cords?
Okay, I don't think I can take
maybe,
my headphones.
Maybe
so.
You can just telephone. Go out there
okay,
and
on.
Tell me. Listen, Bradley's going to. I'm just going to. Everybody's getting quiet out there, Mike.
Sounds and like every. Oh, everyone's on the edge of their seat waiting to hear the winner.
They are. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
I heard a lot of no's.
What a disappointment.
I'm like, oh, that was weird. I'm
we know how they're
see.
Doing this? Are they doing third, second, first, I would assume?
We won third!
Oh.
We won third!
Yeah,
yes!
We won $50 of something!
We did? Oh, my gosh.
Were the other winners announced? Or are
not
they going
yet.
Third up to... Okay.
They're going third up. Now we're patiently waiting. I see... I hear some disappointed sounds, but also some clapping, so... Maybe.
That sounded like the Sausage Stars.
Maybe. I mean, who's going to be shut out of this? Will it be Donna?
Number two Sausage Stars.
See?
No,
I told
oh
you. I can hear
it's
the reaction.
Is Donna and Steve or Jason and Alexis?
Well, we're going to know if it's Donna and Steve. Steve's going to scream.
Yeah, he is. Oh, my God. This is so tense. This is like the Olympics of appetizers.
See?
Oh, I think it's...
Donna and Steve!
Told you!
Donna and Steve won?
10 votes.
10 votes? How many did we get? Okay. Sausage Stars? That's second over ours? I'm starting to get pissed off now. I've just realized what just happened. Sausage Stars is in second place, and we're in third after Sausage Stars? I got to find out who made those Sausage Stars.
We need to get them on the air.
Yeah, we do need to get them on
who
the air.
Who made the Sausage Stars?
I don't know.
We'll
who
bring
made?
Him in.
Huh?
We'll bring him in.
Okay. Donna and Steve are going to come in. What are he's handing me the gift cards. What is this? Be our guest. I got $25 to what? Blue Plate. Oh my gosh. That includes all kinds of restaurants. We have the Lowry, the Freehouse, Groveland Tap, Edina Grill, Mercury, Highland Grill, Longfellow Grill, Three Squares Restaurant. Oh my God. The choices are
I have
are
the
endless.
Winners for you.
The winners right now with us.
Live. Appetizer Madness
Congratulations,
2024.
Congratulations, Donna and Steve.
Donna!
Yeah, we did it!
And Mike, because Mike helped too.
We got her done. We have leftover ham sliders.
Okay. Oh,
sorry,
they're
guys.
Taking a picture. With, wait a minute. We're on the air. Could you do this somewhere else? Jeez.
Damn, it's fun.
Just kidding.
This is exhilarating.
Is
so
it?
How they rolled it off was in third place. Deserve it of any of the
I
top
mean,
three were the
Dawn,
pizza
congratulations.
Wars.
You did hard work.
Dawn. Nice yeah, I did.
It would have got my first place.
Listen to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Third place goes the pizza rolls, which would have gotten my first place vote, even though I voted for myself, but they were fantastic.
Yeah. I mean,
do you think it's because they just counted all the nines as sixes?
Huh?
Could be, there's
that
be
could
a,
be.
There will be a hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Situation. We might have to put in
who's,
a clarification.
Who's number nine? It was a dip. Was it the pickle dip?
Oh,
it was or the crackers.
Yeah, the crackers.
I'm gonna
with the pickle.
I'm gonna go find a judge. Hold on.
Okay, go
we need
find...
to get another one of these
you know,
for our buddy. Okay.
Also, I want to make note that number two was the Sausage Stars.
Who is that?
So that's actually Cindy who runs
oh my
App Madness.
God. Yeah,
Cindy.
She couldn't be with us due to illness. And once I found that out, I would like to apologize for all of the mudslinging I did behind the scenes.
Yeah, just now. And then when you guys were out there, I also just went off on Sausage Stars.
You did. I did bring in an official because I wanted to have a clarification if that's okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
So Christy Gavin, official Appetizer Madness 2024 adjudicator,
she looks
organizer.
Tired.
Now, the winning team, Donna and Steve, allegedly.
And Mike.
Hey.
Were number six.
Correct.
Now, there was also a number nine in this competition.
I know. It was clear that they were sixes.
Okay.
And
because they weren't
clear,
doing a European nine.
Right.
Right?
Like the fancy.
Well,
many people underlined the six.
And Donna,
I didn't underline six. Mine,
okay. But you still won.
Yeah. It was. Okay. I paid very close attention to that because okay. I knew that it okay. was a
and at the last minute you're filling in for poor Cindy.
Yeah,
you we did have great been work,
slamming
Christy.
Her sausage stars.
Excuse me.
They're good.
What?
Let me rephrase that. We've been trash talking her sausage stars.
The name is so unbearably unappetizing. I hope that Cindy grows from this experience because
maybe sausage blossoms.
Nope.
No,
absolutely not.
No, stars are blossoms.
No,
let's take star out of it too, because you
that's
know
what I'm
I think.
Saying. Yeah. Well, yeah, we've been joking about
and
it.
You know
the
what?
Last,
you're yep. pointing to your butt there. Not feeling good about Cindy's sausage either, and so I think we will have to table the name for now. But it's a good. People said it was good.
Yeah.
So no controversy.
No controversy.
You're
it
sure?
It was a clear, okay. yeah, by
right.
landslide.
I just needed to make sure because the number three team would have probably been first if
I'm amazed.
They were miscounting.
Oh, I see.
What number were you guys?
We were what third place. We were number
but what
four.
Was number four, okay.
Hey,
okay.
Mike.
Yeah.
Our 2-hour producer, I know you're with them 3 hours a day, but I just want you to know that from me, on behalf of my wife and I,
you
and Donna too.
Yep, you didn't.
We are giving
lose
you
the one
all $100 worth aww. Of Red Cow gift cards for you to take to because you're a newlywed. You're going to go out on a date, and so I don't want to drive into the city unless I'm absolutely compelled to do it.
Yeah,
I'm a suburban lazy man. So you get two Red Cow and Red Rabbit $50 gift cards.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You get two. $25 blue plate.
Oh, wow.
Coupons.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Even though you didn't do anything for us, and you actually secretly made
the winning
okay.
item.
Don't mind.
I did secretly make the winning item.
It's
this is incredible. I've
I never didn't know. No, we really do appreciate you, like from top to bottom, every day. They're just now celebrating again as I'm trying to have a moment.
We just want bragging
it's
rights.
Look,
we won too, Dawn.
We did, but
I won by doing nothing. That is good.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's better.
Zero. I don't know how this is going to hit the morning show tomorrow because we all left with like we can do 1, 2, 3. I came in. The chatter was that we were going to steal the podium.
You know
and
what?
Then they don't even.
They
place.
Need to take it up with. Brown, or excuse me, Sausage Star.
That's right.
Oh my God.
Sausage Blossom.
Blossom.
And by the way, let's remind folks, in case they missed it, this is our second My Talk victory in a row because we won the My Talk Awards.
Okay, yeah! Look, here's
and
the thing.
We feel great about
we are
this.
Not filling in for you. You're not getting a day
that's
off.
That's okay.
This is all we get are these gift cards?
Yes.
Oh, Mike, we need the gift cards back.
Oh my gosh.
I gotta
go.
I gotta do more press.
Yeah, you know what? I understand. We're gonna get Quinn in here.
Yeah, we should.
He didn't have, he actually helped Jason assemble his because Jason couldn't be here. But he also is a little bit more impartial. So we're gonna get him in here. If you could, can you find Quinn?
He's right there by the
door.
Oh,
there he is.
Staring right
at
us.
He's very, very good.
Thank you again to Don and Steve, winners of the 36th annual Appetizer Madness here at Hubbard High. We are broadcasting live from an undisclosed location that has been temporarily set up by our engineers who are like, hey, bitches, we have stuff to do. Do you really need to broadcast live?
They did not. They said, of course we can.
No, I will say they are so kind to make
are
this.
Are you going to bring up again the fact that I didn't tell them in advance?
I didn't say that. You're the one who said that. You
well,
told
I
on yourself.
I feel the shade. I felt it.
Did you?
When you're like, you didn't ask them yet?
Well,
you said, what? They don't know yet?
Well, yet here we are, Dawn.
Anyway, here's Quinn. Quinn helped
Quinn,
Jason assemble. What exactly did you do, Quinn?
So I was Uber Eats for this. I brought,
you were?
Yes, I simply brought the ingredients over.
Uh-huh.
That was my participation in this.
Okay.
So,
you did a great job.
Thank you.
I mean, by all accounts, they didn't win, but I did hear a lot of people say they enjoyed the dumplings. Dawn, you
I
quite
did.
Enjoyed them. I did. Don and Steve did.
Yeah,
I think everybody liked, honestly, my hot take, I know it wasn't 1, 2, 3, but I think the My Talk submissions were the best across the board.
I think so, too. I think we nailed it this year.
I think we did.
Yeah, I think that...
The competition, you know, that... I'm a firm believer that a little bit of competition makes you a better person, right?
Yeah,
it pushes you a little bit.
Strive for a way to troll people.
Yeah.
Made me work real hard.
Next year, you know what you have to do.
What?
Right?
Become chefs for real? from this time until then?
Yeah, there are either two options.
Go to culinary school.
Yeah, you can really refine your cooking technique. You can go to culinary school, make this a part-time job.
Yes.
So you show up with a better appetizer, or you can find a better way to undermine the competition.
Ooh, like, I like this.
X-lax in there.
Oh, my God.
I'm not saying
we don't want to get fired.
Well, we wouldn't tell them we did it.
Well, you just kind of did. Okay. So forget that. We're going to do a Men in Black mind eraser right now to everyone listening. Vroom. Okay.
What are we going to do next year?
Well, I don't. Maybe you can do something next year.
Wow. That just seems really, really personal.
No. Our engineer just came to check on us.
And we are okay. Our engineer set up this beautiful setup for us.
Yes.
Quinn, I wanted you to weigh in on like what some of the scuttlebutt, the conversation you heard when you were out there. What were people saying about Appetizer Madness this year?
People, I have never seen, I say this, I feel like every time we have a communal potluck situation with the chili cook-off and all the other little meals we have, the office goes crazy for this. Partially, I think, due to Papa Shot this year.
Oh, yeah.
That added they set that up. Whole nother layer to things.
Yeah.
I thought it was overkill until I saw people doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when I read in the email, they're going to have salad and they're going to provide salad and soup and Papa Shot and desserts.
I was
like,
say, and snacks.
You guys, we've got enough apps here. Why are you overdoing this? And then I saw Shelly from the kitchen wheeling down the salad, and I was like, oh, the actual kitchen did this for us.
I didn't have any salad.
I mean, it's not a salad kind of day. Let's be clear.
It's not. That's why.
You
want to
eat appetizers.
Yeah.
You don't want to eat salad.
I mean, I should have, but I didn't.
Yeah. This is not a salad day.
Here's my other piece of advice from what I heard out on the floor. People are chattering. It seems like the dips are very difficult to win with.
It is hard because like a dip is like dips are you, like you could just sit there and eat dip, right? Like in a great dip, you just sit there and eat it. But when it's on a plate with a bunch of other things, dip just seems kind of like
I know.
And you have sandwiches and you have all
it's
kinds
like
of things
like
ours
around. Were kind of like a mini meal.
Yes.
You know, the ham sliders were like a mini meal, our pizza rolls, Jason's dumplings, those were kind of like a mini meal. So the dips.
That's what appetizers
really
kind of are,
dip.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dip is more of an hors d'oeuvre, you know?
Yeah. Right.
We should have hors d'oeuvre off.
Yeah. That just doesn't sound as exciting.
Hors d'oeuvre.
I would like a hors d'oeuvre off.
Maybe you could bring some from the ship. Some hors d'oeuvres.
Yes. Well,
some recipes.
Ooh. Yeah. Some daily petit fours and nibbly bits.
Yeah,
from the cruise.
Maybe not nibbly bits.
Nibbly
so if we
bits.
Could rename
That's
those.
The official word.
We need to work on all of our naming.
Yeah.
Okay, so Appetizer Madness 2024, huge success. I mean, the fact that we broadcast it live this year was a triumph. We're probably going to win some kind of award for that. This
a Marconi.
Live broadcast. Obviously,
we
at
need
least.
To submit it.
If not, a Grammy.
Oh, a Grammy?
For like best live broadcast of,
oh, sure.
of
oh, yeah.
non musical.
Yeah, that's
thing.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
I think so.
How are we going to get upstairs in time to finish the show?
I don't know.
Are we going to be able to make it in 4 minutes?
Well, that's the thing. We need help from somebody.
We're going
to clean up our stuff.
Okay.
Don't look at me.
Oh my God, I am looking at him, and he said, "Don't look at me."
I bet Christy Gavin will help us.
My gosh, she had to single-handedly take this on like 2 days
she
before.
She did. So many thanks to Christy Gavin for putting on Appetizer Madness. Best of luck to second place winner Sausage Star Cindy, who was not able to be here.
Bless
she was feeling under the weather. She
Those,
would normally...
Cindy, they are really good. We just... Mm-hmm. The
and
name
we should
is
say
little...
thanks, Cindy, because it's really her doing.
It really is.
This
she organized
chili
this
cook-off.
For months.
Yep. So kudos and congrats to her.
In case she
her.
Was crying about his slam... Once again, not slamming
it's
your sausage stars.
Healthy competition.
Yeah.
It's all in good fun. Mm-hmm. Good, clean fun. And congrats again to Mike. You're going to be eating yourself silly for the next couple months
Thank
at Blue Plate and
Red Cow?
Red Cow? Is that what it was?
No.
Okay.
Different groups.
No, but
I think
that,
it was Red Cow.
They got,
they got. Oh,
so
he got,
Don and Steve.
He got two rewards?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're giving him our.
I think, Don, you should keep that one because you actually did that.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, why?
Well, I'm giving you mine. I didn't do anything, but I got one too, and you can have mine.
Mike, take the gift card.
Just take gift cards.
I'm taking the winning gift card for, you know, making the winning dish, which I'm very proud of.
Don't listen to him.
Oh my gosh.
Is he going to have an ego now?
Yes. Yes, I am.
We need to be fair, this wasn't even, down.
This wasn't even the good version.
I don't need your pity card.
Well, maybe it'll just end up on your desk anyway, and you can do what you want with it.
You deserve it, Mike. You've done all that hard work and more, keeping us
and every
on the
day
air,
you produce two shows. I know what that's like. Take these gift cards.
Okay, I'll take them.
Yeah.
All right. Don't have to put. Don't have to twist my arm anymore. And by the way, you guys made an hour of a in-office competition sound amazing. So congratulations to you two as well.
Oh, well, hopefully the listener enjoyed the healthy competition between shows. But I think every show should feel proud of the work that they did in Appetizer Madness. We're going to be back next hour.
I will see you next week. In five minutes, we have to run upstairs. Hopefully, we'll make it. And if not, Mike, you'll just have to talk to yourself with that dirt alert.
He's just going to glow.
We'll handle it no matter what.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.